76. Stuck in the past. I think it's natural to reflect at the end of the day, or the end of the week, month, or year. But the danger of reflecting and focusing on the past is that we kind of get lost in it. I know people that think about all the mistakes they made, the lost opportunities, the things they wish they could go back and change. They always seem to be talking about the past. They just can't let go of it. It's almost like they spend more time in the past than in the present. On the other hand, I think having zero regrets is a mistake. It's good to say sorry. It's good to learn from our mistakes. But too much is too much. It's nice to think about the good old days when life was great. Times from our childhood. Times when we used to go to a certain school. Times when we used to play certain games. It's nice to think about them once in a while and be nostalgic. But we live in the present. It's good to laugh about times gone by. But what happens when we cry about those times? What happens when we get depressed because of them? The past should never be a stronger pull on us than the present. One way or another, I think we have to let go of the past if it keeps us from functioning well in the present. Talk about it. How do we let go of the past? Do you have any friends that only talk about the good old days when you get together? Do you find yourself regretting a lot about your past? Would you say you are a present-thinking person? What kinds of things bring you back to the here and now? Do you know anyone who can't let go of the past? What event from the past is still bothering that person? Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. What does this statement mean to you? What about people who are living in the future? What do you think of them?